The Passion of Christ is one of the most controversial secrets Christianity has tried to smooth over or hide for almost 2,000 years. Nothing that is truth can be hidden forever, because it will work its way to the top for everyone to see. The Sanhedrin and Pharisees started to put pressure on the Roman government to arrest Jesus and bring him in for trial. The incidents that occurred on Palm Sunday, as the church now calls it, put the Sanhedrin and Pharisees over the proverbial edge. Jesus did come into the city with great fanfare on the Sabbath, which was 1 week before Passover. This seemed like blasphemy to the Judaic elders. He then incurred more of their wrath by visiting the temple and driving out the moneylenders with a whip, citing their hypocrisy in the process. The Sanhedrin met in a special council and decided to petition Pontius Pilate to arrest Jesus and put him on trial for blasphemy and sedition. This took a few days, as even then there were many in the Sanhedrin who felt the charges unjustified. In the interim period, Jesus told Judas Iscariot to arrange a private meeting with Pilate if possible, as he knew what was coming. Pilate agreed to the meeting, mostly out of curiosity, but also because his beloved wife had had a dream about Jesus that said Jesus should not be harmed, and he respected his wife's counsel. The meeting was arranged with only Pilate, Jesus, Judas Iscariot, and Joseph of Arimathea in attendance. This meeting was several days before the erroneous story of Judas's betrayal was to take place. If you used your logic, why would Judas have to betray him with a kiss and receive 30 pieces of silver when the Romans already knew who he was and where he was? Jesus was not exactly hiding when he preached to the people in Jerusalem for all to see. This private meeting set into motion one of the greatest plots in the history of mankind. Pilate, in meeting Jesus for the first time, was profoundly curious about this man who seemed to attract huge multitudes just to hear him speak. After questioning him about his intentions toward Rome, he was satisfied that Christ had no seditious intent and was frankly quite impressed with him, as most people who came into contact with Jesus were similarly impressed. Pilate could find no wrong in him and found him to be a gentle and charming man. Pilate, however, was also the governor of Israel, and certainly knew the political climate from his many spies in the Sanhedrin and Pharisees, as well as throughout Galilee and Judea. And therein was the problem. How was he to keep order and avoid possible rioting or insurrection? Pontius Pilate was intelligent, decisive, and cunning. He had to be, or he would not be governor of Israel for so long and would not maintain his stature. He knew that Rome wanted peace above all else, for otherwise trade would be disrupted and Roman resources would have to be spent on downing any uprisings. He also knew the atmosphere in Israel was potentially very explosive. He knew the Sanhedrin and Pharisees wanted Christ condemned, but Pilate also knew Jesus had many followers, and he was afraid there could be rioting and possible revolution on either side if Jesus was condemned or set free. Pilate was faced with a great dilemma: what to do with this man known as Jesus.